For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Forward, march. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Basic training at Fort Jackson sees running soldiers every day. That's a regular routine. But there's another side to training that's not quite as pleasant as a run.
Yes, sir.
Do I look like a sir? You see this damn hat on me? What kind of hat is it? It's a drill sergeant. I am a drill sergeant, and you won't dress me as a drill sergeant. Go away from me, private.
Jim. You want to quit? Get the bag up!
That's the stereotypical drill sergeant, screaming, hounding recruits until they're ready to break. But according to drill sergeant leader Manette Sandoval, that image and behavior is rapidly fading.
It's definitely changed. I never had to yell. My presence alone helped me. When I walked past my formation, they suddenly stopped talking. There are still those leaders that find it necessary to yell and to be in your face and be screaming, but there are some leaders that don't need that.
Fort Jackson houses the Drill Sergeant Academy, which trains all the drill sergeants in the U.S. Army. Sergeant Major James Hill is commandant of the academy, which he said trains modern drill sergeants to a professional standard.
They are the epitome of a soldier through actions as well as words. We expect them to be an epitome of a professional, be a disciplinarian, lead by example, and train, again, those civilian volunteers that want to become soldiers.
Do you understand?
Yes, drill sergeant!
Hill said producing a drill sergeant takes 9 weeks of education and training.
We ensure that the drill sergeant has the knowledge to train a trainee on basic warrior task and battle drills, basic rifle marksmanship, physical readiness training, and drill and ceremony, which is marching. We ensure that they're not only able to execute what a soldier is expected to execute, but they're able to teach a soldier how to do those things.
A drill sergeant's typical service is just 2 years, Hill said, because the hours are grueling. He remembered his time as a drill sergeant.
I woke up at 04, came in 05, did my quick huddle with my fellow drill sergeants, discussed the day operations, who was doing what, got the trainees up, did PT, conducted training, fed them for the evening, and put the trainees to sleep at 2100.
Sandoval said the hardest thing about being a drill sergeant was
seeking balance between your job, training, mentoring, and coaching trainees, giving your family the time as well, personal goals, time and energy to pursue those, balance. A lot of people seek it, and sometimes it's really hard to find.
According to Hill, a drill sergeant plays many roles in the life of his or her trainees.
Drill sergeants here aren't only trainers. They are coaches. They're family counselors. They're fitness trainers. They're financial advisors. You name it, a drill sergeant does it.
Sergeant Dan Robert is in his second Army career after 4 years of civilian life. He's training to be a drill sergeant, and he already knows how he wants to be remembered by his trainees.
I'd like them to think of me as somebody that they can model themselves after. Did I have integrity? Was I upfront with them? Was I honest? Did I train them to the standard? You know, was I capable? Could I keep up on the runs? Could I shoot? Could I do all those things? And that gives validity to the things I'm teaching them because they see it is possible.
The Academy trains about 2,700 drill sergeants a year, then deploys them to 4 basic training centers nationwide. Sandoval said the most rewarding thing about being a drill sergeant is helping to mold people and seeing the transformation of an unsure civilian into a confident, able soldier. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.